Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. McGraw moves to second. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Romano. Campaneris moves to third. Landis moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campaneris tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is called out on strikes. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Buford reaches second base with a double. Peters moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Tommy John now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skowron is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiss moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. René Lachmann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachmann is 0 for 2 in the game. Lachmann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skouran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a line drive into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to third. Hansen moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tommy John. Don Mossy now pitching. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Santiago Rosario now playing first base. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. John Wyatt now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Al Weiss. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.